And I just thought it might be an idea, if you don't have a tree in your garden at all, to plant one. Now, people worry, quite justifiably, about trees in gardens, think they take all the light and cast shade and undermine foundations. Well, they can do, but, you know, every garden is the better for an apple tree. And apple trees are available on things called dwarfing rootstocks, which keep them quite short. You can get them very dwarf, so dwarf that they'll grow in large pots or tubs, or semi-dwarfing, which means they make a modest-sized tree that won't eat you out of house and home. And the lovely thing about an apple tree is you have this wonderful coconut ice looking blossom in April, and then it's followed by the tiny fruits developing, and come late summer or autumn you can actually pick, you know, if it's only a tiny tree you get half a dozen fruits off it. They're just wonderful romantic things, apple trees, and I would have one in any garden, and now is a great time to plant.